good morning, humanity. It's December 18th, 2023, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Good morning, everyone. This is Bev.
Good morning, Bev. 1 week morning, until Paul. The Christmas celebrations for folks.
Yep.
Incredible. And 2 weeks till it's another year.
I know. What is happening?
A lot of work I have to do on the website when that happens. But anyhow, we're going to talk today about how to keep the doctor away.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, a touch a day keeps the doctor away. So I got inspired by looking up a couple of quotes today. First one, it was about touch, and then I looked up the references. So one of the references was led by Sheldon Cohen, a professor of psychology at Dietrich College of Humanities and Social Scientists. He and his researchers tested whether hugs act as a form of social support, protecting stressed people from getting sick. Published in, I got my phone on and published in Psychological Science, they found that greater social support and more frequent hugs protected people from the increased susceptibility to infection associated with being stressed and resulted in less severe illness symptoms. Well, don't we have some research for that? And I found another one in relation to that, and then we'll talk about both these. Many studies confirm what a James W. Prescott, Ph.D. and associates discovered in the 60s and 70s now. That lack of affectionate, intimate contact between mothers and infants during the most sensitive periods of brain growth may result in brain abnormalities associated with juvenile and adult patterns of depression, substance abuse, eating disorders, aggression, and violence. Now, they actually said permanent brain damage, but we all know BioTouch can change anything that we think is permanent. Even if it's passed on, I mean, some of that touch, the violence gets passed on generation to generation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all are beginning to understand that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just in the cells. It's in the environment as well.
Right.
So, you know, as you were reading that first one, you know, we've mentioned many times Dr. Bruce Lipton's research, where he discovered that you could change the story in the body at the cellular level with love. But when you were reading, I thought, well, maybe that doesn't mean just our own personal bodies, but when you touch another person, okay, you are beginning that story change with that other person, the recipient. So it's like, when I get touched, the story changes for me. But when I touch another person, it's changing for them because of that connectedness that's kind of cool too. So it's just...
It's a circular.
It's
said before.
Yeah, it's not personal. It's group.
And that's
cool.
What we've talked about in our vision, a chain that will go on indefinitely.
Yes.
And we've talked about that even during these conflicts now, on the whole planet, different areas of the planet, and these things we call wars. And if you can't be there and you feel helpless, even thinking about touching somebody, or as you're touching another human being, think about bringing a little peaceful situation to an area of conflict. And really, that the touch, the physical aspect here that we're talking about that happens from birth, the kangaroo touch that Kenna talks about, that BioTouch is,
Exactly. You
know, and that it's interesting because that came across once. We actually went into a federal prison in Hawaii once. And the lady there had us teach BioTouch to these inmates. And the funny thing was we had to take the staples out of the out of the manual.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because they couldn't have staples. So anyhow, we taught these guys how to do BioTouch. And the woman who ran the program was totally thrilled. She says to us, you know, this is the first thing that these men have had that they could call their own.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah. And we went to another, it was a rehab community in LA, Los Angeles. And we taught these guys who had just gotten out of federal prison. They were in rehab, getting ready to go out into society. And we went and taught BioTouch. And these men touching one another, okay, and a few of them said, "Oh my God, I just feel as a child," you know, even just men touching men, that it triggered in their brain the idea of being protected as children.
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, and we were talking earlier before the show how incredibly important it is that men are beginning to let themselves open up and be touched and say, I love you. And, you know, for me, one of the most wonderful photos we have are the two guys in with the pyramids behind
Right.
them. One is to, this for me is a universal for us right now, with everything like you said that's going on in the planet, that the that m many men are letting their softer side, their more feminine side come through. That is crucial for healing for all of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we got, we're not talking about, you know, me getting BioTouch or the guy down the street. We're talking about all of us practicing, putting into action something that can change the way we feel, the way we think about ourselves and our fellow human beings, the way we feel about our planet, as Gary was mentioning. It just ripples out just by doing that. Just by doing that, it really is here to change the course of our experience as human beings. I
Right.
really truly believe that.
And the nice thing about it is it's universal. It doesn't matter what language you speak, such as we have Hala in Egypt who's running a free workshop. You know, if you want a link to it, it's on our Facebook feed at BioTouch Healing. And you know, even if you participated in that and you didn't understand the words, you could see her doing the points, and that's a universal language.
It is. Well, love is
Right.
universal.
Right. And so when you do the points and it's this love, then you're actually creating less stress. And again, you know, I mean, I don't want to bang this into our head, but yeah, I do.
Yes, you do.
Here is the stress chart. If you're listening to us, we have a stress chart by Dr. Kenna Stevenson, who shows all the stressors in our life. Everything from not being touched maybe as a child as much, childhood trauma, it talks about genes, our drugs, the environment, as you were talking about earlier, just as children, just having our face in these machines and that creates cortisol dysregulation and immune dysregulation, which creates all these problems, not alone just violence, but you know, dementia, cardiovascular disease, and high level of infections and tumors and cancers and mood disorders and obesity. And Kenna found when you put BioTouch into that chronic stress cycle, you increase interleukin 12 levels, which is what improves the immune system function, and you improve circadian pattern of cortisol release, which improves the quality of our life. That was shown in the research data. So, you know, these things that they found to be problems, BioTouch is here to help us change the problem. It's to put it into action, not just talking about it. And it doesn't take a lot, does it?
Oh, that I mean, you know, it's so I know we get kind of like, kind of frustrated sometimes because we really are offering humanity this amazing gift. Just try it, please, please. It takes 30 seconds for two people to begin a process called a greeting
The
on each other.
greeting. The greeting. Again, for those who have never been with us before, you take the two fingers of your dominant hand and you touch just below the breastbone on the skin, 6 to 8 seconds, lightly like a butterfly. And you hold that there 6 to 8 seconds. You take those same two fingers, and if you'll feel just behind your neck, it comes out. Lean your head forward. There's a big bone that pops out. Go to the left of that, about an inch to an inch and a half. That's point two of the greeting. Just doing that,
Boom.
just doing that can create the healing process. You know, we used to do this talking about isolation and anger and violence,
Yeah.
especially with the young kids a lot. We had a principal in a school who had learned BioTouch. He'd got certified. And we gave a presentation to the Tucson Unified School District teachers and administrators. And Gary Schwartz got up there with his research. We had a 16-year-old get up there and talk about how she had learned BioTouch, and it was able to allow her to be part of her mother's healing, who had cancer. And then the principal of the school talked about how it's so vital now to bring some kind of touch to these children who the educational system has put these kids into cages, you know, and the only thing
Absolutely.
they can do is come out violently. You know, when
Right.
you suppress them and you put them on these little chairs and in rows, you know, and now they're just in front of these computers and they never have the sense of
Ooh.
sentient touch with one another.
Sounds like 1984. That
Yeah,
book.
right.
Oh, wow. We're living
Yeah.
that,
And so he loved BioTouch. We would do BioTouch in the middle of at lunchtime. We would go in the lunchroom, we'd set up two chairs, and kids after their lunch could come over, sit down, we would do the greeting with them and just a little neck and head, and all of them just like zoned out. Some of them said, "Oh my God, this is better than any drug I ever
Getting
took."
high on a drug.
So they, you know, they thriving for touch.
Well, how many times have we said our innate nature is love and to love? That's who we are. When that is not given over any length of time, and we begin to break down on mentally, emotionally, physically, it all comes out in our bodies, everything that we're holding. When you're not feeling cared for, when you're feeling abandoned or isolated and not safe, and you're in fear and nobody is there to tell you otherwise, of course, what's going to happen is we kick into survival. It's very basic. And
Right.
all that comes from that. So we're actually fighting against our true nature here when we are separate from each other.
Yeah.
It's very basic, really.
Well, and one of the questions that we had on Gary Schwartz's, I think we might have done it on all of them. There was a question, how cared for do you feel?
Right.
You know? And across the board, people felt so much more cared for. And even in that freshman psychology class, where they had to test a few sets of points on people that they had just known in their circle of friends, they just learned the technique, they'd never done healing work, and they were to do the BioTouch points. One way was to be off the body, sort of like energy work that a lot of people do. One was through the clothes. And one was skin to skin. And one of the questions, how cared for do you feel? And the interesting thing was, BioTouch was the only one where people felt more cared for.
Right.
And off the body, people felt less cared for after
Well,
a
off the
session.
body,
Right.
still separated.
Right. You
The
know.
clothes, still separated.
Right. So we're trying to come back to our humanity. Again, another great story that this fellow who had learned the technique, and he now had teenage boys, and they were soccer games. And so every time they got banged up, he said, "Okay, guys, I got BioTouch here. Sit down." And he'd work on their knee or their back more than helping them, he felt a connection with them that he hadn't had for years. Wow. You know, when they were young and he could hold them. Now he was able to touch them again.
Right. I love it. Well, evidently, BioTouch is giving us permission and the ability and the opportunity to be touched and to touch.
Yes.
And, you know, at this critical time in our history, humanity's history, where we're trying to find our way back to that innate nature that is love within us, BioTouch is such an important part of the puzzle here, part of the picture, part of the way back. I mean, it doesn't have, we're not saying that it is the only thing to do, but it is so crucial and critical to be able to do. But, and here's the thing, it is accessible to every single one of us on this planet.
Yeah.
You can't say that about many things. It's doable. It's easy to get. It's easy to do. It's, I mean, on and on and on. It's just, come on, guys.
And girls.
Please. Guys and girls.
Guys and girls. Guys and gals. Wasn't there a movie like that, Guys and Gals?
Guys and dogs.
And interestingly enough, this whole isolation thing, Kenna, the one who did our major research, has found that since the pandemic, since the isolation of families and people and individuals, she's seen a higher rise incidence in cancers, which she says is due to the lowering of our interleukin 12 levels. Interestingly enough, my grandson's girlfriend is going into medical school, and I was talking about interleukin 12. Oh, she knew all about interleukin 12.
I love it.
And yeah. Chance, whose birthday is today, you know, he's going into research, and he's looking at the oxidative effects of stress on the body and the cells.
Oh, man.
You know, so, you know, more, it's nice to see these young people are moving into how can we have a healthier body, and what's stress relating to our sickness and our isolation into sickness. So not just the pandemic, but isolations of social groups and political philosophies. And the beautiful thing about BioTouch is it started in a conservative community called Mancos, Colorado, where people hadn't talked to each other for generations. And here they all were just touching one another.
Well, this is a very isolation, separateness, the whole thought that it's you and me and we and us, that whole thing we were talking about. This is ancient for us. This is not, this is part of the thing. It's an old condition that all of us hold from millennia. I mean, this is being, feeling like, you know, me. Has been, we've perpetuated that. And now we're starting to wake up going, well, maybe that's not such a good idea because that is separateness. So we're working our way through a lot of old issues. That's, we all have to understand that. This has been around a long time. It's not going to happen next week, but we are here to say in that opening, in that awakening, whatever you want to call it, we have BioTouch here to help us.
And we will use, instead of the we, me, I, let's use what the final little piggy said. We, all the way home.
We're going to walk each other home, right?
So please join us in sharing BioTouch with family and friends. We do have a workshop coming up in a couple of weeks on PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. Check us out for that one. And otherwise, you can go to justtouch.com, download the manual. First 10 pages just to learn the greeting. Doesn't cost you a thing. Right. Got a question? Give us a call. We're always available.
You're here.
Yep. All right. Thank you all. And we will be here for a moment on Christmas Day with cheers and bells for all of you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
If pain has got you down and you live in town, take a trip down to Pima Street. The people down there are people who care. They will get you back on your feet. Put love into action. Put love into action. If you ever want to have any real satisfaction, choose love while you still can. Don't even try to understand. A healing grace in your own hands. Put love into action.